cross over board.
And this fish. See, when God does a complete job, he does a complete job. Causes this fish. I think it's a whale. Causes this fish. I don't know, maybe it's a fish. Causes this fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah, down on the inside, comes to his right mind. Sometimes you got to go down to get to your right mind. Let me say that again. Sometimes the victory ain't on the mountaintop. Sometimes the victory is down in the valley. Sometimes it's down, way down. When things can't get no worse. So he was as low as he could go. It was as dirty as he could get. Look at your neighbor and say, you can't get no dirtier.
You can't get no dirtier.
It was as nasty as he could become. He was stinking. He was covered in whale spit. He was covered with seaweed. He was covered with salt water. And he says to himself during this prayer over in the third chapter, he says, I felt like fainting. But then I begin to think about the Lord. When you're at your lowest point, God will put himself in your mind and cause you to think about what I've already done for you. I don't know about you, but when I was at my lowest and I felt like throwing in the towel, I felt like giving up. God said, let me place back in your memory what I've already done for you. How I've already brought you out. How I've already made ways out of no ways. And the Bible says that with the voice of thanksgiving, that Jonah had a praise party down in the belly of the fish. Can you give God some praise in your dirty state? Get them dirty hands in the air and give God some praise. Can you give God glory when you're not all the way clean? When you haven't been most obedient? Can you praise the name of the Lord? Can you dance where it's dirty and nobody sees you? Can you give God some glory when nobody else is around? When things is messed up in your life, when things ain't going your way, when you at your lowest point, when you feel like giving up, God said, I put my remembrance of me back in your mind, and you ought to get a praise down in your spirit, right where you are. Don't wait till you come to church. Give God praise in the kitchen. Give God praise in your bathroom. Give God praise in the shower. Give God praise in the grocery store. Give God praise. Yeah.
God says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Thoughts of good and not of evil. I know what I got for you. Be obedient unto me. I know I'm talking to some folks that haven't always been saved. Can you praise God? In your unsaved, did you? The Bible says, let everything. Ask your neighbor, neighbor, you breathing? Then you qualify to praise God. Tell them your breath might be stinking. You need to pop a meat. But why you got down in your body. You better give God some glory. You qualify to praise Him. You qualify to give Him some. You better lift Him up. God is everything to me. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And if you're going to ask me, will I praise Him? I'm going to tell you, I'll praise Him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, I will. Now, if you read your Bibles, the Bible says, that as soon as he began to have a heart of thanksgiving, Bible says that the fish vomited him. Now wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. It don't say it took him out of his mouth and politely placed him on the land. The Bible says it vomited him. That means it threw him up. What does that mean? What does that mean? With my vivid mind, let me show you what that means. That he was almost swallowed by the fish. But God in his timing, he ain't never there when you want him. But he's always. Because when you vomit something, that means it had to go through your body and end up in your stomach and something down on the inside. I believe God just touched the belly of the fish and said, don't swallow him just yet. I need for you to go to shore and I need you to get close to the beach. I need you to allow me to rub your belly and touch it down on the underside of your belly and throw up Jonah. On the land. Now you know why I praise him. Because I don't know of anywhere else where you can go all the way down to the depths of the sea and come out on dry land. You might be dirty, but you're on dry land. You might be stinking, but you're on dry land. You might not look good, but you're on dry land. You might not have the best clothes, but I'm saved. You might not be have the most money, but I give God glory. You might only make $200, but I'm going to pay my tithes. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises. That ain't getting to the story. That ain't getting to the story. Let somebody say, that ain't the end. That ain't the end. The end of the story goes like this. I'm an 80s kid. And when I read that, it took me back to my Slick Rick days. And it wrote a little stuff like this. Hit it. Don't you know we serve a God of a second chance? If that was some of us giving out the commandment and it wasn't followed the first time, we would have cut them off. We would have left them for dead. But God, being a gracious God, a merciful God, gave Jonah a second chance. I don't know about you, but I don't know where I'd be if God hadn't given me a 20-second, a 2,000, a 1,000,000 opportunity to get this thing right. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. And you wonder why we got to praise him. Because if he dealt with you the way you're supposed to be dealt with, some of you would be graveyard dead now. But because of his grace and his mercy, somebody say grace and mercy. The glory of the Lord is about to fall down on y'all, and he about to wipe y'all out. You better get right with God and fast and pray. Well, he begins preaching. On the street. He's preaching hard. And the people begin listening to him. And this reaches all the way to the king. And the king, he says, hold on. This ain't no ordinary man. He's speaking what thus saith the Lord. The king proclaimed a fast throughout the land. Now watch what the king did. He said, no beast, no animal, no man, no woman will eat or drink nothing. But we're going to fast and put on sackcloth. We're going to get to God because this man has said, if we don't do it, we will perish. What are you saying, preacher? If you don't get close to God, I don't know what type of Bible you read, but the Bible says that you better search for him while he may. Some of y'all are playing with God. You're trying to wait till you got things lined up. You're trying to wait till you got things all in order, till you get a job to give God some glory. You better praise him in unemployment. You better praise him when you got an eviction notice on your door. You better praise him when you ain't got nothing but peas and rice in your pantry. You better praise him. So they do it.
Yes, sir.
And reason I didn't, I tried to run from you, because I know you're slow to anger. I know you're gracious and merciful. And I know you forgive them. Now watch this. Here is the kicker. Here's the kicker. Jonah was still displeased that they got saved. Some of you are still upset at why certain people are allowed to live. And this is when God rebukes Jonah. Jonah expresses his displeasure at God's decision to save a people who have terrorized God's people for a long time. God says, hold on. Jonah's there. He's out in the sun, and God says, the Bible says in the fourth chapter, that he creates a plant, and he allows the plant to come over his head and protect him. And then when, you know, the next day the plant dies, God says, is it right for you to be angry? He says that to him because Jonah is so hot. It's hot outside. And we think it get hot here. It's hot over in the Middle East to the point where he wanted to die. God says, you had pity on the plant. What makes you think that you got a right to not have pity on Nineveh? Basically, he's saying, I made the plant. I created the people in Nineveh. Who do you think you are to tell me who to forgive and not to forgive? Is it right for you to be angry? I'm God. You don't tell me what to do. I tell you what to do. And I got enough power to save whom I want to save.
Thank you, Jesus.
I give God glory because he chose to save a wretch like me. Corinthians 6, 9 says, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? It says, do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And this is where it really got me. And such were some of you. Don't tell me God didn't bring you out of some. And such were some. Raise your hand if that was you at one point. But there's a word, but. Conjunction, what's your function? There's a word, but you were washed. You need to give God glory if you've been washed. Among men, whereby we must.